Thank you for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. A reminder from Heart for Iran on what the real stronghold in Iran is today. Then we'll hear a report from the On Eagle's Wings team and their Summer of Hope outreaches. But first, it's been nearly 2 months since the Israel-Iran ceasefire took effect. Iran's regime is fragile but has not collapsed. Instead, crackdowns have brought mass arrests and even executions. According to Iran's Ministry of Intelligence, more than 50 Christians are among those arrested. Nazanin Begistani with Heart for Iran says the regime's strategy of fear is working.
People are afraid to talk to us. Everything is monitored. And people inside the country have lost their hope.
Iran's exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi has led public dialogue on what a democratic Iran could look like. But Begistani says politics are not the real front line.
Even if Reza Pahlavi comes on the scene, it doesn't mean that the root of Islam is broken. It's still there. And the persecution and the hardships will still be there. We should pray that in spite of all this darkness, people will see the Lord.
To receive a call from Heart for Iran's call center team is a lifeline for isolated believers. One man told them,
I see this as a sign from God that he still loves me.
Praise God for sending hope to his people. Pray for great spiritual awakening in Iran. Then, the creation of the anti-conversion laws and regular hate crimes in India threaten minority religious groups. Yet the United States government has not updated its countries of particular concern to include India. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom has recommended that India become a CPC. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says,
India has just been very well documented and 2 incidents per day on average for the last couple of years.
As issues rise, gospel work remains essential.
We do need to keep praying for our Christian brothers and sisters, for them to continue to worship, continue to function, to continue to carry out their activities in building the kingdom of God in India. Has just been threatened like never before.
As Bible orders from partners decrease, Podaiti says,
some of them just saying, we can't do this right now. And that's pretty shocking because most of these were pretty bold in their faith and their outreach and evangelism.
As the U.S. government is asked to condemn this violence, pray that God will be working in the hearts of leadership in and outside of India. Pray for the safety of Christians in India and that this persecution will not deter new believers. Learn the full story at missionnews.org. Finally, as summer wraps up in the United States, so does the On Eagle's Wings Summer of Hope Outreach. A division of Hutchcraft Ministries, On Eagle's Wings equips Native American Christians to reach their peers for Jesus. Hutchcraft Ministries founder Ron Hutchcraft says,
there were 36 Native American and First Nations people on the team, and they represent about 20 different Indian nations.
Native American youth at each reservation share a similar mistrust of Jesus, calling him the white man's God.
They don't know anybody who is young, Native, and Christian. So he doesn't even seem to be an option for them.
Local Christians invite the On Eagle's Wings team to their community to spark change. Previous efforts to introduce the gospel go unheeded until
here comes a busload of young Native Christians from 20 different tribes who have life stories like their own, except they have hope. And they all found it when they found Jesus.
At our website, Hutchcraft shares 3 reasons why hearts change during the Summer of Hope.
Breakthroughs happen on each reservation. And there's an unprecedented interest in Jesus.
Keep praying for the On Eagle's Wings team.
They don't just need it in the summer. They need it all year long.
Ask the Lord to help them live in continued supernatural boldness. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.